Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going after a very specific 90s jungle and early DNB feeling, that dark, haunted arpeggiated harmony that's moving around in the background, but somehow the drums still smack, the sub still feels solid, and the master doesn't collapse. Think of this as a mastery-minded texture technique. You're not writing a lead, you're building a controlled, harmonically rich noise floor that makes the whole track feel like it came through a dusty sampler and a slightly abused mixer, then got printed to tape. We'll do everything in Ableton Live 12 with stock tools, and I'll talk you through the why as we go, not just the clicks. First, prep your session like you're already thinking about the final print. Set your tempo in that jungle zone, somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. Then, right away, give yourself headroom. A super practical target while you build is keeping your master peak around minus 6 dBFS. Not because it's magic, but because it keeps you honest. If it sounds big at minus 6, it's going to sound massive later. Drop a spectrum on the master immediately and leave it there. Don't stare at it constantly, but let it be your quick reality check, especially when we start adding haze and width. Now do a quick routing setup. Group your project into a drums bus, a bass bus, a music or Atmos bus, and an FX bus. And here's the optional but highly recommended move: create a premaster audio track. Route those groups to the premaster, and then the premaster goes to the master. This gives you a safe place to do mastering-ish moves without losing perspective. You can / be things more cleanly, and you're less likely to paint yourself into a corner. Now we build the jungle arp source. Create a MIDI track and name it something obvious like Jungle Arp MIDI. You can do this with Waveitable or analog. I'll describe a solid Waveitable starting point. Choose a saw wave. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices and just a touch of detune. You're not making a super saw lead here. You're just creating harmonic density, so the processing has something to chew on. Put a low pass filter on it. The 24 dB slope is great. Set the cutoff somewhere in the 1 to 3 kHz range and add a bit of drive, around 10 to 20%. The drive is important because we're going for that slightly compressed, slightly gritty sample tone later. In the amp envelope, go for a short decay and low sustain, more stabby than pad. Jungle darkness often comes from short, repeating harmonic events rather than long pretty chords. Now add the arpeggiator MIDI effect. Set it to up down. Rate at 1/16, gate around 35 to 55%. Retrigger on, and here's one of those jungle tricks that instantly makes it feel tense. Every once in a while, automate the rate from 1/16 to 1/12 for a bar. It's not subtle, it's not supposed to be. It creates that something's about to happen energy without you needing to add more layers. For harmony, keep it simple and dark. If you're in F minor, a classic simple loop is F minor to D flat to E flat back to F minor. But if you want that dread, that slightly horror warehouse flavor, borrow the flat second. Go F minor to G flat to E flat to F minor. That half-step motion is instant ominous. If you're not feeling MIDI, you can do the other authentic route. Grab a rave chord stab, throw it into simpler, keep it short, and then arpeggiate that. That's basically a direct line to the 90s. Next, we make it 90s dark before it ever touches the mix. This is your texture chain on the Jungle Arp MIDI track. First, EQ 8. High pass it harder than your instincts might want. Start around 180 to 300 Hz with a 24 dB slope. Remember, this layer is not allowed to borrow weight from the kick, the snare body, or the bass. If it has low mids, it will fog everything. If the arp starts biting, do a small dip, 2 to 4 dB, somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. That area can turn your dark arp into annoying very fast. Now add roar. Roar is perfect for this, because it can do gentle density without instantly sounding like a distorted synth lead. Start with a tapish or saturation style. Keep drive in the 5 to 15% range. You're not trying to flatten it, you're trying to give it that hardware mood, like it already lived a life before it entered your project. After that, auto filter. Low pass mode. Set the cutoff anywhere from about 1.2 to 4 kHz. We'll automate it later, but for now just get it in the zone. Add a little resonance, 10 to 25%. That resonance is your whistle of tension, but keep it classy. If it's screaming, it stops being a shadow and becomes a siren. Add chorus ensemble, subtle, 10 to 25% mix, low rate. The goal is to widen upper harmonics, not to make a watery lead. Then reverb. Jungle space is not shiny EDM space. Set a decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, medium size, pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high cut around 4 to 7 kHz. Dark it down. You want it behind the speakers, like you're hearing it in the next room of a warehouse. Checkpoint moment. Solo the ARP for a second. It should already feel like a haunted loop. Then bring the drums and bass back in and make sure the ARP feels like atmosphere, not like you just added a new instrument on top. Now we print it. This is where the mastering mindset starts to become real, because printing forces commitment and gives you audio level control. Create an audio track called Jungle ARP Print. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the ARP track. Record 8 to 16 bars. Once it's audio, you can do real jungle moves. Fades, little reverses, micro stutters, chopping the last hit, pulling a tail into a fill. And you can warp it if you want artifacts. If you want it to stay tonal and stable, try Complex Pro. Keep the formants low. If you want crunchy grit, try Beats Mode and adjust the transient envelope to taste. That wrong warping can sound very right for this aesthetic. Now we build the actual mastering flavored layer, the ARP Blend Bus. Route that printed ARP to a dedicated bus, or put it on a return. Call it ARP Blend Bus. And here's the mindset. Keep this fader low. Like, almost insultingly low. This is seizing. If you can clearly hear the ARP part during the drop, you're probably overdoing it. The magic is when you mute it and the whole track suddenly feels like the lights turned on. On the ARP Blend Bus. Start with a Q8 again, surgical. High pass around 200 to 350 Hz. Steep slope. Yes, that end. We're being serious about protecting the groove. If you notice your snare losing its body, try a narrow cut around 180 to 220 Hz on the ARP bus. But don't assume the exact number. Tune it while listening to the snare. The point is, the ARP is not allowed to blur the snare's thump. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds so you don't completely smear the transient edges. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. No makeup gain. Keep your headroom. Then saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Then trim the output so the level matches before and after. This is important. Don't confuse louder with better. We're adding density, not volume. Then utility for width. If you need it, try 120 to 160%. But be quick to back off. Wide, reverby, and loud is how you get a facey master that falls apart in mono. Now we make sure this layer respects the drums and bass. Add a compressor on the ARP Blend bus and turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to the drums bus, or even better, a kick and snare subgroup if you have one. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Subtle pump. The vibe is the room breathing with the groove, not a huge obvious EDM duck. Optionally, sidechain very lightly to the bass bus too. Have a dB to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is more about perception than meters. You're protecting the listener's ability to read the sub. Now arrangement, because jungle is as much about when things disappear as when they appear. In the intro, let the ARP be more present. Filter it lower, maybe 1 to 2 kHz. Give it width and space. This is where it sets the scene. In the drop, do the counterintuitive move. Reduce the ARP level by 2 to 6 dB. Tighten the filter, and often reduce width. The drop should feel heavier, not brighter, and brightness is a quick way to steal perceived weight. Every 8 bars, make it do something. A 1-bar mute is extremely effective. Or reverse the last hit into a fill. Or do that 1-bar 1/12 rate switch for a tension spike. Jungle arrangement is choreography, dropouts, returns, and little edits that keep the loop alive. Now let's talk about the master chain. We're mastering for dark jungle sheen, but we're not sacrificing punch. Ideally do this on the pre-master track. Start with EQ8, broad strokes only. If the low end is too heavy, do a tiny low shelf trim, maybe half a dB to 1.5 dB around 60 to 90 Hz. Only if needed, don't preemptively remove weight. If the mix is too murky, a very small high shelf, half a dB to 1 dB around 8 to 12 kHz can help. But be careful, bright jungle can turn into not jungle fast. Then glue compressor on the premaster. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 30 milliseconds to preserve drum snap. Release auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction in loud sections. This is glue, not loudness. Then roar, very subtle, 1 to 5% drive. The goal is micro harmonic density, so the ARP blend feels printed into the track, not layered on top. Then a limiter, ceiling at minus 1 dB. Push it until it feels energetic but not crunchy. In drum and bass, the moment your snare loses its crack, you went too far. Back it off. Loudness targets like -8 to -6 LUFS integrated can work for a solid demo, but don't chase numbers. A lot of classic jungle feels better with movement. Now let's lock in a few coach moves that will save you time. First, calibrate your ARP blend level with a nullish check. Loop the drop. Do 3 quick 10-second listens. ARP bus muted, then at your current level, then +2 dB. If +2 suddenly makes the groove feel smaller, or the snare feels like it folds backward, your correct level is usually your current setting or slightly under it. That little test is brutally honest. Second, don't keep the ARP present constantly. Use a density window. In intros and breaks, let it speak more in that 300 Hz to 3K Hz zone. In the drop, only let upper harmonics survive, like 1.5 kHz and up. That way you keep the haunted motion without eating the weight. Third, don't let the limiter listen to the ARP. If you see the limiter pumping and the snare softens, don't just turn the ARP down. Shorten reverb tails, reduce sustain with volume shaping, or move the ARP energy upward by pulling out some 400 to 900 Hz buildup. The limiter should react to drums and bass, not to wash. Fourth, check mono compatibility in a targeted way. Throw utility on the master and hit mono briefly. Listen for snare crack clarity and the strength of the center image. If mono makes your groove lose urgency, your ARP width or reverb is masking the middle.